Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions, the Las Vegas Weekly Nightlife Podcast. I'm Deanna Rilling, and on the phone I have Max Vangeli. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So the news is you are teaming up with Tiësto as his supporting act for New Year's Day right here in Las Vegas at the joint at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. So how did you guys get teamed up together?
We've done some shows. We've done some shows over the summer in Europe with Tice. We did Mystery Land at his stage, and so we met each other over the summer. Just kind of talked about production and things like that, and started working on some collaborations together. And this was a good opportunity to do some shows together in the U.S. because we've never done anything in the States together. So this came up New Year's, and then in Miami and then Vegas.
Mm-hmm. On New Year's.
Doing like a little mini tour.
Cool. Now, do you think, now he's got this residency out here for 2011, so do you think you might spin at any of his other gigs during that residency throughout the year?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've spoken about it. I'm sure we're going to do some more shows after this.
Cool.
Definitely, because I'm based in San Francisco, so it's really close.
Oh, that's not a problem.
So it's very convenient, yeah.
Cool. Now, for you, you've been blowing up this year, and, you know, you headline a lot of your own gigs. So, but how do you kind of switch things up when you're opening for someone else, like Tiësto? Do you have a different approach to your set?
Well, I mean, I still, I tour a lot doing my solo, doing my own stuff, but at the same time, I play a lot with the Swedish House Mafia guys.
Right.
We do a lot of parties with Steve for Size Matters. So I mean, it's definitely a different approach, but it's nice. I enjoy it because I don't get to do so much of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely a different vibe, but I like it. You have to build it up, play some really sexy beats, and build it up to the main act, which I love to do, to be honest with you. So I'm really, really excited about it. I mean, obviously I'm not going to go out and perform a set that I normally do when I headline, but I do it a little bit differently, so people get to see, you know, a different side of my music selection, I guess you can say.
Cool. And so can we expect to hear a lot of your remixes that you've been working on with and Steve's younger brother, Antoine?
Definitely test out some new material. Obviously, the Pendulum remix that we did with Steve and Antoine. And we have a lot of material that is coming out on the Size album that we're working on with Antoine. And that's going to be also stuff that we're going to test out. And the Tiësto collaboration, if it gets finished in time for New Year's, which I'm hoping it will be, we're going to be testing it out as well. It's a really, really great track.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to lie. I bet most Las Vegans, or probably even Americans, can't find your native Moldova on a map. So tell me more about your time there and how it was different musically for you as opposed to when you came to the U.S.
Well, I mean, it's a really, really small country, and I'm fortunate that my parents decided to move to the U.S., where I was able to kind of, I grew up, I mean, I lived in Moldova until I was 12, and then I kind of shaped up in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot, there's a lot more opportunities for everything, so, I mean, I have, my roots are definitely from Europe, and I kept coming back over there every single summer for to visit my family back home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like when I started getting into the whole clubs, because over there you can go to clubs when you're underage, and versus in America you can't go into clubs until you're 18 or 21. So that definitely helped me shape up my kind of interest in the electronic music, because over there it's been big for many years. And then I kind of carried it over here, started DJing in San Francisco, and kind of combined the two together, I guess,
mm-hmm.
two influences, and yeah, started making music.
Cool. Now, I saw this interview with you, and I don't know if you were joking or if you were serious, but you said that you use pots and pans and sometimes even forks in your productions. Is that true? Or are you just messing around?
It was a joke.
I was going to say, though, that'd be actually kind of cool, you know, if you actually did that and then just ran it through some programs and distorted it a lot. You never know.
Well, I mean, I've done some records where people ask me, where did I get the sample? And I'm a big fan of sampling, so for example, if I need some kind of a sound, sometimes I grab a microphone and I record it with my voice, and then I tweak it a bit, or like record some kind of like a random sound in the room or anything like that. And you can do a lot of that. So it's definitely